what really makes you mad? What really gets your goat? What really is your cue for real angry passion? Oh, passion. Well, man, this is just Passion Week if you have observed Good Friday or Easter. So let's talk about it right here, right now, on the corner of truth and life. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall and this is our Easter broadcast podcast. And if you're listening on WKTJ this morning, then it is Easter morning. And if you're listening later on our podcast, off our website, or off iTunes, this is our Easter episode. And so ironically, we're going to talk a little bit about anger, which may seem like a weird choice for an Easter show, you know, why would we talk about anger? Easter, depending on your background, Easter either might say, oh, you know, this is where we go to church and get all quiet and holy, and or where we have Easter eggs hunts and little marshmallow peepers and candy and all that stuff, which I always liked the candy part of Easter. Well, chocolate part. I'm not into candy. I mean, I'll eat a peep maybe, but I mostly like the chocolate. I'm not into sweets, but I'm into chocolate. And so I remember as a child, you know, we always went to church for Easter. We had a sunrise service early and then breakfast and then usually some sort of something and then Easter service. And then we'd come home. And when we got home, there was Easter candy hidden around the house. And my sister and I had to find it. And so that was, you know, it was kind of a cool day and a family thing, and that's a pleasant memory. And everybody's memories, everybody's experience is different. Some people may not observe Easter at all, and, you know, for some it's a very religious holiday, and of course, you know, today at Bean's Corner, if you're listening on Easter, we have service, and it's not too late for you to make the 10:30 service if you're listening Sunday morning. But then how does anger come in if we're talking about bunnies? Well, let's talk about anger. And there's a cool song that I just came across that kind of helps us put into perspective. And it's important to understand the role of anger in the Easter celebration. Because anger has a key role in the Easter celebration. Without anger, you really don't have Easter. And if you're not following me yet, then let's go into it. And I want to just quote to you some lyrics from this song, and that will help frame our discussion. The song is by Andrew Peterson, and the name of the song is Rise Up. And we actually used this song during our communion service on Friday at Bean's Corner, during Good Friday. But here are the words of part of the song. If a thief had come to plunder when the children were alone, if he ravaged every daughter and murdered every son, would not the father see this? Would not his anger burn? Would he not repay the tyrant in the day of his return? And, you know, that's just it's kind of a dark thought. But it's a very simple thought and a very, you know, that makes tons of sense. If while you were gone, someone came into your house and attacked and ravaged and murdered your children, I mean, you'd be heartbroken. And you would have great anger towards the person who did that. You would want revenge, justice. You wouldn't want them to get away with it. That would be the last thing you'd want. And we talked about this in an earlier episode when we talked about humanity and mentioned Scrooge. you would want that dealt with and not just let go. Because these are your loved ones. These are your children. And they matter to you so much. You love them, and to have them suffer and be taken away might be almost more than you could bear. And that is what the crucifixion is all about. It's about that anger. And God's anger is directed in a couple of different places. Some of that anger is directed towards the ultimate thief, the ultimate bad guy, who is Satan. And the day is coming when he is going to bring Satan to justice, and Satan is going to be imprisoned in hell. Some people think Satan lives in hell. Satan doesn't. He doesn't live in hell. He doesn't want to go to hell. And when he gets there, hell was designed as his prison. And God's going to imprison him there, and there's great wrath on Satan because of all the harm he's done God's loved ones. Not because Satan broke some rules. It's because Satan steals, kills, and destroys that which God values, which is us, the human race. But more than that, Satan has henchmen. He has help. He has a team. And no, I'm not talking about the demons. I'm talking about us. Because we often play right into Satan's hand. We oftentimes help him. Because he convinces us that we need to look out for ourselves, and in doing so, we harm others. And so we exploit others. Even sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it because we're not focused on it. Because we say, well, I just can't worry about the world. I got to worry about me. And so it doesn't matter if part of my life really depends on the misuse of others. I just can't think about that. And we're all like that. I'm like that. I mean, when I go to the store and buy a piece of clothing, I'm not overly worried about who made it and whether they were treated well. I just want affordable clothing. And we all have those tendencies because that's just part of the human experience. But that's part of the problem, is that it is easy for us to not care about others, especially others that we don't know. I mean, it's one thing if you come into my house and hurt my family, but if it's a family I don't know, then I might be interested. I might look on the news and go, well, that's too bad, and then I'm over it. Or maybe I don't even look at the news because I don't want to know. And I'm willfully blind because it's upsetting. And I don't want to get upset. But God doesn't turn away. He doesn't look away from the harm. And there is no such thing as a human that is too far away that God doesn't see them. And as a result, the misuse and the mistreatment of others makes him mad. Because those are loved ones. And Friday, on this last Good Friday, we celebrate the crucifixion. Celebrate's a weird word for the crucifixion, but we commemorate, remember, celebrate the crucifixion. And what happened there, the whole point of the crucifixion, is that God took all that anger at us, the anger that he has for us aiding and abetting Satan and his work. And he took all that anger and he pours it out. Now in the end times, he will pour out that anger on the people who deserve it. But since the people who deserve it, he also loves, he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm willing to pay the price myself. And so he comes to earth as a human, and he's hanging there on the cross, and he's taking out the anger on himself. God the Father dumping the anger on God the Son. And the wrath of God as Jesus hangs there. He's not physically dead yet. And he is subjected. And what does that look like? We've never experienced that. I mean, if you wait and you don't ask for Christ's forgiveness, there is a day when you will finally understand that. But boy, that's not going to be good for you. But in that moment, God pours out all the anger and wrath that he has for what we've done. And at the end of it, as Jesus is now done, and now he's going to die physically, he utters the words that we translate in English, "It is finished." Literally what he said is, "It is paid. It is satisfied." Theologians use the word propitiation, which is one of those big $3 words, propitiation. What it means is the satisfaction of God's anger. That his anger has been dealt with. Not in a therapeutic sense, but in a justice sense. In a sense of justice has been served. The value of the lives taken and hurt has been met. The guilty have been punished. Only in this case, the innocent have actually been punished. Because God said, "I'll take the hit for you." Not fair, but an act of supreme love. And so we celebrate our deliverance from that much anger. Our deliverance from that much wrath that we caused, sometimes even unknowingly. Unintentionally. But just because you're ignorant of it doesn't mean you don't do it. If you run over someone with your car, but you didn't realize they were there, and you didn't even realize you hit them, your ignorance of the situation does not lessen the damage you have done to that person. And their life still matters. So for Easter, we are celebrating God's wrath and our deliverance from it. We're celebrating how much he loves us that he would get that mad over our treatment and that he would deliver us from that much anger. That even though we had rightfully earned anger, we'd rightfully earned that frustration, he has said, "I don't want to take it out on you." And Easter, we celebrate that. But we are remembering that, yeah, harm has been done. Somebody did break into the house. And bad things have happened. And it's made the Father mad. And he is righteously mad. In other words, it is right for him to be mad. But because of his great love, he agreed to take that anger on himself. That's the meaning and victory of Easter. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.